Welcome. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. Another companion podcast for a wine we just wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And after we put down a keyboard, we plug in the microphone and we talk about it. And what we have today is the Ranga Marbeau Sauvignon Blanc 2022. It is a single vineyard estate Sauvignon Blanc. The technical notes only mention the Waverly Vineyard, which is above the bluffs of the Blind River, and the Antoire Valley of Marbeau, which is in southwest Marbeau on the South Island. It's a wine that lists for $14.99. I found it for $13.99. And at that price, it's really a bargain because, you know, those tastes of Marbeau and expensive wines you see in supermarkets are not that much less expensive than this estate, looks like single vineyard wine. So it's a privately owned vineyard, a winery. I think they've been around 20 years. It's their vineyard, and it's pretty good. I've come to kind of expect something from Marbeau Sauvignon Blanc, and this was different but delicious. I'm just going to take a sip and we're going to talk about it a bit. Ranga. It's a small R-A-N-G-A period. Small R-A-N-G period. No spacing or anything. Supposedly it means gentle breeze and mori. Why two words, exact same two words together means two other things? I don't know. The name doesn't make sense to me, but it doesn't matter. The wine's really good. Let's take a sip. Smooth on the palate. It's subtle, but flavorful. The nose has herbs on it and tropical fruits, and maybe Anjou pears, some apple, maybe a little bit of orange blossom honey. The city is really good. It's got great length, but the city doesn't get in the way. It just lets the flavors unfold. Then what do we have here? Some more flavors. Maybe pineapple and some kiwi and guava. Maybe green apple. Mid-palate's got that salty sensation. I'm not sure if it was aged on lees or how much it was aged at all, but I picked up a little bit of a salty sensation. And maybe some nectarine. Maybe some tangerine. All the flavors are nice and subtle. They don't jump out and bite you. Marbeau Sauvignon Blancs can get a little bit spiky, and this one doesn't do that at all. And it just tastes great from the first time I tasted it. It's like, this tastes good. And it just kept on going. It's a delicious wine. It's got a weird name. It's a estate grown. Like I said, the cheaper, not that they're bad, but the taste of one, there's wines out there, they buy excess or have contracts with a bunch of different Marbeau vineyards, and they blend it all together, and they're great for the money. They're usually around $10. Well, this is $13, $14. And you're getting a legitimate state wine right here. Wine, I think, single vineyard on top of it. From an interesting place above a Rubber River and the bluffs. I mean, it's got a lot of things going for it. Yeah, I mean, the bottle's pretty. I mean, it's got sky blue and white. And the technical notes was awesome. It told me what the clone was. There is a Sauvignon Blanc grape that was like original to New Zealand. And that's the clone. I mean, it's not necessarily a clone, but it's the grape, but it's the vine everybody thinks there's from. And it even gave you the rootstock. There's a rootstock that's it's flax root tolerant. I mean, so it tells you that. It had four different yeasts. They must have done different lots with different yeasts, because different yeasts will make the wine taste a little bit differently, and then they blended it together. They tell everything about that. They're not hiding anything. They told you when it was when the grapes were picked. It was over a couple of weeks. Some grapes got ripe early, and the bulk got ripe later. And this is one of those wines where you don't do much. What you try to do is pick it, press the grapes, ferment the wine, and then bottle it after a little bit of aging. It never goes that smoothly, but that's the plan anyway. And that's what they did here. And this is a really nice Sauvignon Blanc. Ranga Ranga, small R-A-N-G-A, period, R-A, small R-A-N-G-A, period. Weird name, great wine. So it's from a good wine. I mean, anybody who tells you how they made their wine and doesn't try to hide anything, for me, what I have to do is, I do this all the time. And so often they use words like, it was aged on oak. I mean, how do you age a wine on a barrel? It's got to be in a barrel. I mean, they're using words to kind of confuse you. Here, they told you everything. They told you where the vineyard was. They told you what the weather was. I'm okay with that. And then when the wine's good on top of it, there you go. So that's it for me, Domain Dave. I'll say the name one more time. Ranga Ranga, small R-A-N-G-A, period. No space R-A, small R-A-N-G, period. Marble Sauvignon Blanc 2022. Tastes great, less filling. That's it for me, Domain Dave. CheapWineFighter.com. I think the next one we have is an inexpensive red blend from Portugal, from Trader Joe's. That should be a fun one, too. So we just came off 100-degree heat and everything, so try to stay cool out there, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. Bye-bye.